Tonight's shir is mekuf mem zayin sif beis through sif ches sif beis. Yachol misha yirtzel liknois la hoishet hameil legoylel ve'ein hagoylel yachol limchos bo. A person can purchase the right to hand the covers to the one who's doing galila, and the one who does galila can't protest. Kiyafal pisha kana haglila, even though he may have paid for the right to do galila, lo kana likach hameilim. He didn't acquire the right to pick up the me'il, that the one who passes him, that's his own covenant, and someone could pay for that. V'chein, b'mekomish no'agin liknos hatzov achnasa, and in places where they have a minik to sell and to purchase hatzov achnasa, ein ashir tziba yochalim chos, the Baal Tefillah can't argue with that, ki ein z'shayach le'chazonim, it's not the chazans. There can be a separate thing they sell to do hatzov achnasa. Se'if katan tezvav, ki ein zeh v'chulu, aval ha'chazin molich l'abima. Even if someone bought Hotzov Achnasa, that just gives him the right to give the Sefer Torah to the Baal Tefillah, but the Baal Tefillah then carries it to the Bima. Sif Gimel. HaGolel Sefer Torah Yamidenu Kineged HaTefer Kedeshim Yikara Yikara B'Tefer. The one who rolls the Sefer Torah should do so by the seam. Some say it means even the Hagba. When you do the Hagba should be by the seam, in order that it shouldn't tear, and if there's going to be a tear, it'll be on the seam and it won't tear the actual parchment. Se'if Dalet. Ha'goylo Sefer Torah goylel mi bachutz, k'shemahat k'mahat mi b'fnim. This is the language of the Gemara. When a person does galila, or again, hagba galila, so he rolls it from the outside and he tightens it from the inside. The Amos is perish. What does this mean? K'sha Sefer oymer lefanov. When the Sefer is in front of him, yeksav neged panov. He should be looking at the writing. The yaskel iglomi b'chutz, and then he begins to roll from the outside in. V'achas shagam haglilam. Once he's done rolling, yahadik sofam et pachas bifnim. He should tighten the vimple or the gartel that you tie around Sefer Torah on the inside. Shekashiyavu the crossbow, in order that the next time you come to lane, yimtsa hidik bifnim. The point of tie that you untie is right in front of you. For the tzarach lahapach Sefer Torah, you wouldn't have to turn the Sefer Torah over. It would seem the Ramah says, this is when one person does everything. But now we have the minig that one person does hagba and someone else does glilah. So the writing of the Torah is going to be facing the hagba and not the golel. That's our minig. Because the main person of the galila here, of the hagba galila, is the one who is holding the sefer Torah, and therefore the ksav should face him. Mishnah Brura sifkan tezayin perish kasha sefer v'chulu. The Mishnah Brura begins on the Ramah's explanation of galila mibachutz and the hadik b'fnim. Haynu de lo nite lefarish. We shouldn't make a mistake and explain. Masha amar when Chazal said galila mibachutz to roll it from the outside. That when he holds the atzichayim, the haros ksav la'am, to show the writing to the tzibur, yet samsim lo achse be'ofen shiya achore negdo. Maybe he should be particular to hold it in such a way that the ksav faces the tzibur and he's facing the back. Umemele be'ez sheyir tzalasos galila, and then when he wants to roll it up, gam kent hiya galila rak me'achore ha'sefer, he's rolling it up from behind. Because he's not facing the ksav. Therefore, the Mos is saying that's not pshat. The avshe mitzvah the haros ksav lam. Even though it is true, there is a mitzvah to show the writing of the sefer Torah to the tzibur. Kedisa mesecha seifim, as is born mesecha seifim. Afilu hachi nonetheless, tzarech liras ksav neged panav shelo oiches sefer Torah. But the writing should still face the one who's holding the sefer Torah. Kein beis hagba v'chein beis haglila. Whether it's at the hagba or the glila. The Kevinchu Oisik b'Sefer Torah, since he's the one involved with the Sefer Torah. Kavod HaTorah hu l'yosiksav neged panav. It's Kavod HaTorah that the writing is facing him. U'masha amro, so when they say goylo mibachutz, you roll it up from the outside. Hanadas cholos haglila yiyem mibachutz. The beginning of the rolling should be from the outside. Kasher nevab sifkan shachazaz, we'll explain in the next sifkatan. Sifkan yud zayin.
Where did the custom come from Simchas Torah to flip it backwards?
It's hafoichba, hafoichba, the kulaba. But that's clearly the exception. Sivkan Yazavi Yaskil Igloli begins to roll perish. Techilas hanochas amid pachas al hasefer Torah, the goyla, yirechutz. The beginning of placing the mitpachas, again, I believe this is like a vimple, the gartel that wraps around the Sefer Torah should be on the outside. He's inclined to say, so this is specifically according to the conclusion of our Ramah, when the Baal Hagba is doing the Glila too. So we're afraid that if he starts in front, that maybe the Sefer Torah will roll off the outside. As opposed to when he starts on the outside, the Asher Shtibel Chutz is not going to roll away. Because he's holding it with the cloth that he's wrapping around it. Again, I believe this is like the vimple, a cloth that goes all the way around and around and around to wrap around the Sefer Torah. So if he starts from behind, he's holding it, the Sefer is not going anywhere, he's holding it tight. According to Araminic, one person does Hagman, someone else does Glila. We're not so concerned that the Sefer Torah would chas or some fall. The Kiman Shabbalah Glila, the one who's doing Glila standing by the Sefer Torah, it's impossible that it would quickly fall without him realizing it. So maybe if he wants to start on the inside, he could. The Kiman again, that's our meaning. We don't care which way or the other, where he starts to wrap the Sefer Torah from. Sifkatan Yudches. This seems to be only when one person does everything. Ashmeinan, teaching us, don't say that when do we want the writing to face him, facing the one of the Hagbah. The Kavona is when one does Hagbah, one does Glila. Maybe you'll say that the Ksav should face the Glila. He's the one who's busy with it. The one who's the back of the ksav, the parchment of the back of it, is facing the one holding Sefer Torah. There's a cost of the Ochenu, so he's saying that's not pshat. In the time of Chazal, one person did Hagba and Glila. Therefore, the ksav was facing the Magbiya and the Gol. But in a case when one does Hagba, one does Glila, Yiksav neged hamagbiya levad. The ksav should face the one doing hagba alone. Kihu ikarosh alaglila. He's the main one. Shu oich sefer Torah. The other he's holding sefer Torah in his hand. Sifkan yotes ikar hagoylel. The ikar hagoylel is the one who's holding it. Mashma shahagba hu yosem mitzvah glila. Clearly the implication is it's a bigger mitzvah to hagba than glila. Vakein therefore mishnos sefer Torah lagbiya v'leglo. If they offer him to do hagba glila, v'yesh la'asos say he can't do both. Yagbiya he should pick hagba. Let someone else do Glila. But let's say the choice was you could hand the mantle to the Golel or you could do the Glila. HaGlila Adif or the Glila is better. The Ikra Mitzvah, that's the main Mitzvah. And let someone else pass the mantle to the Golel. So there's all kinds of Kibudim. There's the Hagba, there's the Glila, the one handing the mantle to the Golel. One of the things about this Halacha that you want the Ksav to face the Magbia, and not the goal. Even the goal is busy rolling up today, someone else doing the Glila. No, he's at the back of it. So when you take the Sefer Torah from the oven, how is the Sefer Torah supposed to face? So the notes on the side say, from Hashem Chazan Ish, the one holding the Sefer Torah should hold the Sefer Torah to him. Meaning the same way by Hagba is facing the one holding it, so too, when you carry it from the Aron, it should be faced on carrying
the
it.
The koshin's on the inside.
Right.
I've never seen that.
It should be, the chazmus, that's how it should be done. It should be closer to him. However, the minhag ha'olam is to reverse it, to have a klapei ha'tzibur. So, in the Aron HaKodesh, we have it facing the tzibur. When you open it up, the way to open it is facing the tzibur. So there are those who say when you carry it, it should be that way too.
By the way,
but Lamai said, you should know, Svaradik, it should be the other way. The same way by Hagba, we're so mocked, it should face him, then carrying it also should face him. Se'if, hey, mutav tigolel hamit pachas saviv sefer Torah, la yigol sefer Torah, kishukoch hamit pachas. Make sure you wrap the gartel, the vimple, around the sefer Torah. You don't roll the sefer Torah in the cloth that holds it. Mishtaburus, sefkan chaf. Velo yiglo, perish, lo yechas hamap biyado. You don't hold the material in your hand, the Yigal Sefer Torah, and then roll the Sefer Torah in it. They don't cover the Torah. That's not covered for the Torah.
What's he talking about?
I have a suspicion. They didn't have a mantle like we do. I think they had material that wrapped around the Sefer Torah. Does Farzim still have like that?
My old soul, right?
So he's just saying, wrap the material around Sefer Torah and not Sefer Torah around.
Yeah, like mantle.
What?
Yeah, mantle.
And besides, Se'iv Av, Hagodol Sefer Torah b'soch hatik Torah. If you roll the Sefer Torah inside its container, that's a mistake. They don't take it out of its container, and they, I guess, do hagba and glila while it's inside. Toa, it's a mistake. It's very easy to tear. Se'iv zayin. Ein hamafta maschlet shigmu l'glo sefer Torah. The mafta can't begin until they finish rolling the sefer Torah. K'dei shle ha'gur l'tor v'yuchel l'shma ha'haftar. We don't want the one rolling the sefer Torah to be incapable of paying attention. He's busy rolling the sefer Torah. Give him a chance to finish, and then you could read the haftar. Mishnah Brura sifkan chav beis maschil afil lo mabirchas haftar. Even to say the brachas of haftar, he shouldn't start until he's finished. Avol b'shein v'chamishi, but on Monday and Thursday, the Baal Tefillah says he writes an after leaning. We don't wait for the Gleil to end. The whole year it's not a minig. The ikur is to wait to start the Haftarah till he finishes rolling the Sefer Torah closed, even though he hasn't finished wrapping it up yet. Achmei Rashi lo mashbekim, but from Rashi it's not mash. That way it's implied. You wait till he's totally done. Se'if ches. B'yom she'yesh bo shnei sifei Torah, in a day of two sifei Torah, lo yiftuch ha'shniyav lo yisiyo ha'ma'apa ad she'yiglu ha'bishon. You don't open the second or take off the matl of the second until you finished doing ha'baglila on the first. The Moses says, v'mesalken ha'rishon ad she'kva hinicho ha'shniyav al shulchan. You don't take off the first sifei Torah until you put the second sifei Torah on the shulchan. So yasichu daitam in mitzvahs. You don't want them to be distracted from mitzvahs. You want to keep Sefer Torah always on the beam. Umatzin shnei asfan ka'achas. Both Sefer Torah come out of the urn at the same time. V'toifs in hashniya, and someone holds the second Sefer Torah ad achas shakar b'yishan until they finished reading from the first. Mishdabur sekan chav da'al. Yiftuch hashniya v'chuli. You don't open the second until you're finished with the first. Shein oisem mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You don't want to bundle the mitzvahs. Sefkan chafei ad shiglo b'yishan until you finished. It's wrapped up in its mantle, and then you open up the second sefer Torah. But you don't take off the first sefer from the shulchan until you put the second one down. They shouldn't get distracted. You don't want the shulchan empty of a sefer Torah. You actually put the second sefer Torah on the shulchan prior to kaddish, so you can say kaddish on both. Then you lift the first Sefer Torah and do Glila. And once it's wrapped up and covered, you open the second. There's no mention of which side of the Sefer Torah do you put the second Sefer Torah. When the second Sefer Torah goes on the Shulchan, which side does it go? The right side or the left side? So in the notes on the side it brings, there are those of the minute to keep it close to the Baal Kaveh. So it ends up on the left side. Ubiyom sheyesh shlosha sifrei Torah, in a day that you have three sifrei Torah, kon Rosh Chodesh Teves, shachal b'shabbos kegavna, Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, azayacha shegomu b'rishon, when you finish the first sifrei Torah, v'nichon eshni, you put down the second, v'ein oyim kash, but you don't say kash. V'akmah b'yeh rishon, v'gorn, you do hag b'glil on the first, v'chanal, like we said before. V'achak mar kriyas eshniya, when you finish the second sifrei Torah, v'nichon eshish asal, you put the third sefer next to it, sheet zorach ha'maftu, which you need for the maftir, v'ein zorach laniach, Harishan, you don't put the first one back. You say the chatzikash on these two sefer Torah, and then you do hagba on the second. Then you open up the third. And then you read for the one who comes up from after. Both sefer Torah come out of the urn at the same time. That's not called mitzvah chavilas. I dehal tzav lechud by taking them out together at the same time. Sivkan chav test with teves nashin. Someone holds the second sefer Torah. The hana meaning shemoyis nasefer lemi shusham al habima lachziko. You give the sefer Torah to someone who's up by the bima to hold it. Achigi is my kriyas hamafter till you need it to read for the mafter. Below teva davish nagin beiz mekomas amosl nar katan. It's not proper in some places where they give it to a child. El kolponim yishamosa ben das. Certainly at least give it to a ben das. Also, the one who holds the sefer should be a little to the side. He shouldn't be holding right behind the people who are reading and getting the aliyahs for the Torah.